3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So sorry for the delay, but it's been hectic at not only 24 where I'm working, but as well having my twins in the world. They're 2 months old now, and trying to correlate that working and of course taking care of them when I come home and right before I go to work. It's been a little challenge. It's been definitely some tiring nights where I haven't been able to sleep that well, but it's all part of being a dad, and I take full responsibility. I love it. But I just want to say, guys, thank you so much for your patience, and we are back now, episode 11 of Grunt Talk. It's been a while since I've done one, but I want to have a little segment to keep going forward, because I do enjoy talking to my veterans and talking to my active duty members to show them that we still have that platform for them. And I always want to be able to be that reach out for people. And this is something that I want to do for the longest, and why I make Grunt Talk for that reason. Definitely an outlet for anybody and to people just to hear our kind of stories. So one topic that I get a lot from my time in the military, especially being frontline, is how is that relationship with everybody that you serve with? And the relationship that you build with anybody that you go to war with is like nothing else in this world. We all have our jobs in the past, and even my current job where I work at right now, I definitely see my regular people, of course, the staff that I always interact with. They kind of become that second family because how often I see them because of work. But this is such a different level of that, just because the ability that we have compared to work. When you leave work and you're having a shitty day, unfortunately, that only affects you. You don't know how the other staff is doing. You don't know what's going on with their life. They may be in a worse position that you're currently having. And that's not true with so much in the military. When you're having a fucked up day, guess what? That dude right next to you and the other dude and even your captain is having a fucked up day as well. So the bond that you create is so close for that reason. It's such a brotherhood that I will always have and cherish for the rest of my life. And I know past this world and beyond, if I ever do get the chance to see my brothers in that next life, I can't wait. It's definitely that closeness where we cherish so many memories, but no matter how many years go apart, we can pick up a conversation and it'll be like nothing ever happened. And it's such a beautiful thing to experience that I wish everybody could experience such a closeness with friends who become brothers to you, or vice versa. If you have females there, you know, who become like sisters to you. It was such a great time for that. And to this day, I will always say that I have brothers, not friends. Friends who mean the world to me and who have been there for me and will always be there for me, and vice versa. And I always wish them nothing but the best, and I know they do as well for me. I can't thank them enough for all the beautiful things they've shown me in life, the teachings they've showed me, and just the memories I'll always have. It's like no other, and you will always have a brother or a family member if you ever go in that kind of line. Like I said, frontline is not for everybody. I chose to go frontline, and I'm so happy I did, because I met all these amazing people in my life. And though now, as we've gone apart, we may disagree on certain things, but we all know at the end of the day, we're all brothers, and we all love each other still. And at the end of the day, I will consider them my family no matter what. You know, my daughters will have endless uncles for that reason. And I wish you guys are able to experience that one day, because it's such a great connection. And I think the closest to that would anybody being like a cop or anybody being a firefighter would kind of be the closest to that level of where you can connect that way. But when people ask me, what is the unity, what is the family atmosphere like? it's like nothing else I've ever experienced and nothing else I will ever experience. And for that, I'm so thankful and blessed to have met these men, to have been able to serve with them. So when I get older and I'm able to tell my grandchildren, you know, Daddy, were you a hero in the war? I can easily say I wasn't, but I served in a company full of them. And all my brothers who passed away in war, who've sadly passed away afterwards, you know, were heroes to me, and will always be heroes to me because they served such a pinnacle role in my life. I can never say thank you enough for that reason. But guys, if you ever had a wondering about that, that's exactly what it is. It's a quick little segment, like I told you guys. So this has been episode 11, coming back to Grunt Talk, Brotherhood.